you ever find yourself somewhere you weren't supposed to be? Well, Stantonville's like that. Real pretty, real welcoming, right up until it ain't. My colleagues back at the university refer to haunts, haints, curses, and dark inheritance as Afro-folkloric phenomena. They catalog and study them, always at a safe distance. But here, in Stantonville, residents say it's something you can't study your way out of. Folks here will tell you, mind your manners and your mouth, and if you hear your name whispered in the cornfields, you best mind your damn business. As a professor of history and folklore, I've found in my exploration and experiences that belief has power. And power... power has... consequences. I spoke with Daphne LaRue, a close friend and lead archivist of the Stantonville Historical Society. She had this to say.
It is strongly advised that listeners exercise personal discretion. Some accounts may induce psychological effects, auditory hallucinations, or other unforeseen consequences. For your safety, please refrain from engaging with any voices you hear outside of this broadcast. Don't repeat the names. Don't answer if something calls to you. Afrofolk horror isn't a respecter of persons.
The residents of Stantonville who will be joining us this season didn't craft these stories for entertainment, and while I am only here for the historical record, proceed if you must, but remember, they say the line between witness and participant is thinner than you think. Welcome to Haunts and Haints.